from noon to five. It's at the McMillan Memorial Library. And if you donate there and take a selfie and upload it to our Facebook page, one of them, the WFHR or WIRI, we will give you a free shirt.
That's right. Over at the former East Junior High School music room, 10 to 3.
Oh, no. Oh, that one's 10 to 3, too?
Yeah.
There's two of them?
Oh, no, no. I was looking at a different one. I apologize.
Yeah, no. This one's at McMillan Memorial Library.
Yes, yes.
Get from on noon there. To 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On Tuesday the 5th.
CivicMedia.us/giveblood. Go there, upload your photo, and thank you again to everybody a part of the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on, well, you say it, Melissa. Wait a minute. Which Melissa should I ask? I don't know.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia has just moved offshore into the Atlantic after leaving a trail of destruction from western Florida to the Carolinas. Correspondent Jared Hill is in Morehead City.
As Tropical Storm Idalia churned up the coast, it lashed North Carolina with pounding rain and maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour.
That car's flying!
Intense winds created a brief tornado in Goose Creek, lifting this car straight off the ground. Miraculously, the local police chief said two people sustained only minor injuries.
At least three deaths, including one in Georgia, are now blamed on Idalia. More than 300,000 customers in the southeast have no power. There are new concerns over Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's well-being after the 81-year-old froze up during a Q&A with reporters in Kentucky. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
An aide briefly intervened as McConnell stared straight ahead, expressionless.
All right, I'm sorry, you all are going to need a minute.
Before resuming.
Okay.
His staff said McConnell became momentarily lightheaded and planned to see a doctor before his next event.
It's the second time it's happened this summer. McConnell was hospitalized after a fall earlier this year. More than 70 people have died in a fire at a rundown five-story building in Johannesburg, South Africa. Among them, at least seven children. The BBC's Nick Miles.
This was a building that had been taken over or hijacked by gangs and then rented out to hundreds of different people, most of them homeless migrants. Lebogang Maile is a housing official for the city.
This is a tragedy of monumental proportions, and it's unfortunate that today we are here. And this for us demonstrates a chronic problem of housing.
There's been another deadly air crash involving the Ukrainian military. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Six Ukrainian soldiers were killed when two military helicopters collided in the country's east during a combat mission. Both helicopters were destroyed. This comes after a jet crash that killed three Ukrainian fighter pilots during a training exercise.
Here in the U.S., a lot of people are still spending.
Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Economists credit hit summer movies coupled with concert tickets for shows like Taylor Swift's. All in all, the Commerce Department says prices rose 3.3% in July, down sharply from the 7% peak a year ago, but above the Fed's inflation target. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition, Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances and save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 80s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 90s, mainly sunny, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking things off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend right now from the Southwick County Humane Society, Executive Director Madison Rafter.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Madison. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate the time, as always. Madison, don't want to make the audience wait too long here. Who is our pet of the week?
Our pet of the week this week is Pringle. Pringle is a five-month-old puppy that came into us when he was 2 months old. So he's been sitting with us for 3 months, and he's sadly growing up in the shelter, which we don't love for puppies. Yeah. He is some sort of lab mix of my best guess. He's all black, so again, not sure if it's the stereotype of why he's been sitting with us for so long, because he is an all-black dog. But with him, he is neutered, up to date on vaccines and microchipped. He is just a lovable little guy. He absolutely loves other dogs. We're not sure how he'd do with other cats, but he loves people and just wants to be around people all the time.
He's had his shots and everything already?
Yep, shots, vaccinations, so distemper and rabies, Bordetella vaccines, microchip, and then neutering.
So he's really just waiting for a home.
He is. Yeah, he's been with us for a little bit. He came in as a stray and has just kind of been sitting with us for a while. We're not really sure what the reason is for that. He's just a very lovable puppy. So,
not to, I never like to come across like we're trying to guilt people into doing anything or whatever, but I do like to bring attention to things that aren't necessarily common knowledge. And something that I learned, that I didn't know him beforehand, but I learned working at shelters, the puppies and, and kittens, when they kind of spend their first months, their first years at shelters, there's some things to, that concern us with that. And we, you know, think that any living creature, let alone these beautiful, wonderful, empathetic animals, deserve to kind of get out of there a little bit.
Yep. When it comes down to like our puppies and kittens that are sitting in shelters, we don't love to see that, especially because they are babies. They are still learning. They're still learning how to grow, things like that. And being in a shelter environment, being cooped up all the time, staff are able to and volunteers are able to give them time, but they're not able to give them that time in a home environment. So they're not really able to grow appropriately, I guess you could say. They're not getting the proper training of how to do full potty training in a home environment, how to start learning commands. Like, we work on little bits and pieces with them in a shelter environment, but it's not the best learning environment and growing environment for puppies and kittens. So, of course, when they sit for a couple of months, they just get cooped up, they're pent up, and then they've got all this energy that they just want to go, go, go. And so, of course, when meet and greets happen too, that's not always the best for them, because that's not a good first impression either.
And I'm glad you said it that way too, because that first impression doesn't have to be the lasting impression. Oftentimes when you're meeting these animals, it is in that environment, or it is in that realm, that way, where their energy is up, they're excited to see you, they're hoping that you're your new, their new family, and so maybe you don't get the best first reaction or the first interaction, but that doesn't mean that it can't be a great long relationship. I remember we had a former greyhound. We're a retired greyhound at a shelter I was working at, and it was a very excitable dog. He would just be sitting there, and then as soon as you say his name, up and rush right to you, and he was so fast, you almost didn't, whoa, he'd just be right there. We ended up finding a great home for him, this retired couple, but they were older, and they were a little worried because he came, he did that to them, and he almost knocked the gentleman over, and we didn't think they were going to take him home because of this and everything, but they came back like a day or two later, because they just couldn't stop thinking about this dog, and sure enough, because the dog was familiar with him, didn't rush into him, just came up and lowered his head to them the second time he met them. So And they took that dog home, and as far as I know, they had a long time, good time together and everything. That kind of stuff can be you. That yep. can happen.
Yep.
So these first impressions aren't always it. And first impressions are overrated anyway. Let's be honest. As somebody who is a master at ruining first impressions, I will tell you, it's a little overrated. If you want to see this dog, is it available on the website?
Yeah, he is available on the website. You can fill out an application online. Once that is processed and approved, we will set up a meet and greet with him again, too. He is a great dog. His first impressions may not be the best in the world because he is going to be very energetic when he sees new people. But he's just a very lovable puppy, and he just really is looking for a fantastic home.
You know, at the same time, that might be the impression that the person wants. They may be looking for that kind of dog. So I know plenty of my friends that love energetic and happy dogs and all that. So that's cool. We want to meet you over at the shelter, everybody, coming up on September 9th. Madison, let's tell them about Rockin' the Shelter. It's an awesome event you guys got coming up in just a little bit here.
Yeah, so some of our volunteers are hosting this as an outside fundraiser. It will be over at the White Sands Beach, I believe, for mm-hmm. Red Sands Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
They are going to be having this on September 9th. There's going to be rock painting. There's going to be food, face painting, raffle baskets, kid games. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. We're really excited for it, and the volunteers have been doing a fantastic job putting this together. I know they did it last year, and it was a big hit, even though it kind of got rained out, but we're hoping for this year, especially with the closed-in space, that it should be a good event.
As a board director over at the Family Center, we've talked about you guys and vice versa before, where there's not a lot of events that we have to bring the community to us or bring the community into our world and
yep.
show them our field or what's going on. And there's not a ton of fundraiser opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can be a part of these things, not only are you going to have a great time, enjoy yourself, get some good food, a great atmosphere, but we encourage you to put your dollars and cents or at awareness to these topics and to these great the great work that's being done by Madison and her team over at the Humane Society.
Yeah, we're very excited. Again, we are appreciative of our volunteers for hosting this event. They did a great job last year. We're super excited to see the turnout for this year. I know they're trying to do as much as they possibly can, so we're very excited to see how this turns out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We'll meet you there. We're gonna definitely be at this event. It's gonna be a good time. Madison, again, one more time, tell everybody about our pet of the week, please.
Our pet of the week is going to be Pringle. Pringle is a 5-month-old puppy. He is neutered, up to date on vaccines, and microchipped. He is available for adoption, so if you are interested, please fill out an application online.
You can go to swchs.com right now to find out more. swchs.com, encourage you to do that. And I did want to mention really quickly, we had some shoes dropped off. Want to thank everybody that shooed us the love and were able to help with this great thing that the Madison and Micro Enterprise we're doing. I think this is a really cool thing where we were able to do a win-win situation, helping our Humane Society and helping other people out there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we definitely have over 100 bags. We're still in the process of counting shoes right now still, but we did get over 100 bags. So.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. And let me know if you need a hand.
Will do.
Thanks, Madison. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show. And, of course, every Thursday we will have our Pet of the Week. Join us right here every Thursday for Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 90s, mainly sunny Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Alone, listless, breakfast table in an otherwise empty room.
We're here with you, Melissa and I, to have some fun. I want to send a shout out to Madison Rafter and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society, bringing us our pet of the week. Thanks to Current Technologies as well, sponsoring the segment. A big appreciation to everybody, all the above. Find out more at SWCHS.com. That's SWCHS.com. And be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great follow. I encourage you to support our Humane Society or the Humane Society in your neck of the woods. Wherever you're living, wherever, whatever one is close to you, support those Humane Societies and the great work that they're doing over there.
Oh, yeah. And they're all very full right now. So if you can help, if you can volunteer your time, if you can, you know, donate cat, dog food, kitty litter, any of the above.
Really goes farther than Melissa and I could ever word. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. It seems like the streaming services are trying to annoy subscribers. There's price hikes. Yeah, right. Nice. Price hikes, increased number of ads, removal of popular movies and shows. They cancel anything you like. These streaming services, almost every single one of them could do a masterclass on how to ruin a business if it wasn't for Elon Musk. Moving on, but this might be the worst yet. According to Variety, the streaming service Max, formerly HBO Max, which is going through having quite a bit of problems itself, is thinking about adding CNN news alerts while you're watching content.
Oh, so that's a terrible idea.
I don't know who thought this up. Whoever did, I got to think they might have lost their job already. They haven't even done this. So you're in the middle of watching like The Last of Us or The Sopranos or something like that, and then suddenly there's a random update about Russia's invasion in Ukraine or something, you know, which is important news.
Important things to know, but you're going to get that notification on your phone.
Yeah, I don't...
You don't need it going across your...
No. No, you know who wants this? Sports fans. And even sports fans don't want this. Even, you know, for those of us that watch, I used to watch ESPN a lot more, you have the bottom line, and it's always telling you scores and updates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that, but
But you're choosing to watch that channel because it's got that on there.
Yeah, I like it unless I'm watching like a documentary on ESPN or something like that. Then I don't care. I don't want to see any of that. I want to be able to focus on what's on the screen. I don't need a billion things pulling my attention and my eyeballs away.
Now, if it's something imminent danger to your person, like there's a tornado, or you live in Florida and the hurricane's going to land near you, then yeah, I mean, that's when you want those notifications coming through, not...
But again, you hit it on the head. Your phone's going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so unless you don't have a cell phone, but you have streaming, which I don't know who that is, but that one person out there like that, maybe that would help you. But there aren't any specifics about how this alert would come up, whether it's in the bottom corner or something really intrusive, like a pop-up video, like bubbles on VH1, like how that used to happen or whatever. Naturally, subscribers are already ripping this idea and talking about canceling their services. Which HBO Max has already had a very difficult time getting people in. That's why they turned from HBO Max to Max.
Expensive.
They've already rebranded this streaming service three times in like in less than four years. They've already rebranded it three times. What do they think they are? Us? No, I'm joking. That's a joke. It was a joke. It's a little self awareness. That's all. In all seriousness, this is make or break time for streaming services. Whether we realize it or not right now, the streaming battle that is going on, there are already casualties. There are already companies. CNN would like your word. They spent millions and millions and millions, and it's already canceled. It's already done. This is the new way of things, but it's not going to be if you don't do it right. Like, this is what happens when you have people in bubbles making decisions. They look at, they're thinking, because I've read up on this, they're thinking, all right, young people, what are young people like? They know, young people don't have attention spans. Young people want a billion things, blah, blah, blah.
They want to be distracted all the time.
Whereas if you actually talk to a young person, you will realize they have great attention spans. Just their attention span is no different than Melissa or I's or yours out there. But they can multitask. They like to multitask. Yeah. But they want to multitask when they want to multitask. They want to, they don't want to be forced to. They're going to do it on their own.
Exactly.
They don't need your help. They don't want your help. they want to do it in their own way.
You don't want it forced on you. Because if you're, you know, you choose to, say you choose to look at TikTok. Well, then, yes, you're looking at 10-second videos or 30-second videos over and over, and you know, maybe you last 3 seconds into a video before you move on, but that's your choice.
You know how I found this out, Melissa? I did something really impressive. I think it's pretty cool. I have a bunch of younger students in multiple classes of mine. I talk to them. I know.
Wow.
I know. Groundbreaking.
Novel concept.
You can email me if you would like my notes, if you would like how I did this masterful thing of actually talking to young people and finding out what they're thinking and what they like and what they are willing to tell me. you know, not just an older person, but a teacher, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. But they could not have been, like, as I read this article over the weekend that this was coming. I wanted to talk to my students on Sunday night and just during one of our breaks, kind of asking them, hey, what are you guys thinking? What is it that you're looking for in a streaming service? And the main thing that they said is consistency. No commercials is a big one. And I said, good luck with that, because that's not going to happen.
No.
But they don't want to be told what they want. That was a big theme. That was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's relatable. I don't think, no matter if you're in your 60s right now, you don't like people telling you what you want. You don't like that. So I think there's something very relatable about that. I actually found it very, oh, wow, we have this in common. I don't know anybody who, you know what, please tell me what I want. Please, I wish there was something out there that would tell me exactly what I want, because I just got no clue.
Well, some people do look for guidance on certain things, but guidance is different, but it's definitely been an issue in our society, James. Mm. I mean, for centuries, but at least decades for sure, have women been being told what they want and what they can do and what they can't do? So it's something that is definitely not okay.
True. Very true. I don't disagree with any of that. Although, maybe it's getting better, Melissa, because the Golden Bachelor is going to get to make some choices. No, I don't. That was the only segue I had. I'm sorry. That was the only.
Yes, the 70-year-old that looks in, like he's what, 52?
Gary Turner here. So the cast of the Golden Bachelor, the newer version of this revived version of the Bachelor, has been revealed, and there are three key takeaways from this that are a little different, it seems. As promised, the Bachelor's 71-year-old Gary Turner will not be choosing between a bunch of 30-somethings. They're all at least 60 years older.
Well, that's good.
These aren't quite the standard small-town widows, divorcees, or silver singles. Clearly, the casting directors didn't go to church potlucks or Walmart or something like that. It's just a joke. The cast seems packed with professional, seasoned women who have a TV-ready real estate agent vibe to them. There are a couple of real estate agents, a few health and wellness types, 5 women who worked in education, including teachers, multiple businesswomen, and designers, and a former Chicago Honey Bears cheerleader, a pro aging coach, a therapist who should come in handy on the show. Only about half of them are retired, but they all play pickleball. And here's even a Bachelor alum, sort of. One of the former real estate agents is Patty James, the 70-year-old mother of former Bachelor star Matt James. She appeared on the season a couple years back. The Golden Bachelor will premiere September 28th on ABC. could not have less interest in those shows. But in my defense, I don't have any interest in any of the Bachelor stuff. If I was on that show, I wouldn't have interest in it. So, I mean, they're not trying to, you know, pull me in, and they don't need me anyway. Their ratings are fine.
Right.
I just hope that this is the way that these shows go from now on. I want all dating shows to be 60 plus or 50 plus.
Well, I like that's what they're doing, but he doesn't strike me as the typical 70-year-old, you know, bachelor.
Yeah. I would.
He's a pretty boy for TV.
Yeah. I feel like that was the catch of this always. Like, as soon as we saw the idea floated around, I had a lot of expectations and a lot of hopes of, oh, they're going to bring this person, this type of person. Oh, wait a minute. No, I live in a reality. They're, of course, going to pick somebody who looks like Brad Pitt when he turns 70, you know, or something like that.
And right.
I would like to.
Somebody that they decide is okay to put on TV.
You know, because this is, I mean, again, it's things hang themselves with their own words. You don't have to, you know, ask the hardball questions or ask something that nobody's ever brought up before, have some thought that nobody has. They tell you right away what they are and where their standards are. They could have easily done a show like this and brought real people out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a little bit closer to reality TV, at least. But they don't want to do reality TV. They want to call it that because they like to label things. But this isn't reality TV. It is scripted TV with bad actors.
that look pretty on TV.
Yes, that's it. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being complete.
No.
I couldn't be more honest and more on the... Look, if you think that's mean, let me take you to one of my casting sessions sometimes when I audition for something. You can see what real mean is. That is me being as nice as entertainment nice I can be.
But to be fair, you know, we also, the viewing public, the people who watch these shows, they have a certain expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they don't necessarily want to see themselves on TV. They want to see someone who looks very pretty, but is in life circumstances like that mirror ours in some way so that they can relate to it. But also enjoy the view.
And that's fine. I get that. Just stop calling it reality TV. Stop trying to sell it as something it isn't.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Good luck with that. Commercials.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Good luck with both of those. I have here 13 famous chefs sharing the foods they won't eat.
Ooh.
Hello to my fellow picky eaters. Rejoice. We are not alone. Guy Fieri, Gordon Ramsay, Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray, all on this list. I am not alone, Melissa.
Okay, is it because they're picky or are there other reasons they won't eat these foods?
There's probably very good legitimate reasons, unlike myself, yes. Everyone is a little picky, even chefs. Someone put together a list of celebrity chefs and the foods that they said they won't eat willingly. Here and they are. So Guy Fieri doesn't like eggs.
Doesn't like them. Okay, that's fair.
Gordon Ramsay can't get behind pineapple pizza. Just can't do it. Yeah. Can't do it.
That's okay too. To each his own.
I'm curious if it angers him.
Don't most things though? At least on TV.
I wonder what Gordon Ramsay's blood pressure is. I wonder.
When the camera's on, it's high.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I've heard that guy off camera, one of the nicer people there is.
Nice, yeah, like, I've heard that too.
A lot of it is a bit. A lot of it is that. He apparently
playing a character for TV.
He's one of those guys that shows up at soup shelters and stuff a lot, and does a lot of that
kitchens,
stuff. Ina Gardner won't cook with canned beets and doesn't like canned tomatoes.
Okay.
Bobby Flay struggles to swallow stinky durian fruit.
Dorian fruit.
Yeah.
I've never tried it. I have heard that it smells bad. Tastes different, but smells bad.
I like this next one. And I admittedly kind of like Rachel Ray. When I know of her, I don't know that much about her. But she's creeped out by shelf-stable mayonnaise. I'm not sure what she. I get mayonnaise. I'm creeped out by mayonnaise in general. I don't know what the shelf stable, what that means.
That's like when you buy mayonnaise off the shelf as opposed to making it yourself.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
yeah,
basically, all right, all the mayonnaise that's for sale in the grocery store, in the dry produce aisle, or the dry item aisle.
Wolfgang Puck would rather do without Japanese Wagyu beef.
Mm, okay.
That's one of the bigger trends out there right now.
Big trend. It's definitely taken off in the last couple of years because it's super expensive beef.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to have like that very spectacular marbling, and I don't know.
I do want to try it.
It's probably overhyped.
Yeah. Julia Child, one of the greats. I think really the godmother maybe of all of this.
Yeah.
When we're talking about this stuff, Julia Child dislikes certain types of greens, including iceberg lettuce and arugula. Yeah. Not a fan of those. Wow.
Interesting. Well, arugula has a very distinct and sharp kind of a peppery flavor, and I'm with her on that one. I'm not a fan of arugula. But I like iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
It's kind of polar opposites there. One has very little flavor, one has a lot of flavor.
And a couple of them, including Julia Child and Gordon Ramsay, really went and were very vocal about not liking airplane food. really went out of their way to talk about it. In fact, Gordon Ramsay has said there's no way he'd eat it because he worked for airlines for 10 years. So knows where the food's been, where it goes, and how long it took before it got on board. But even if we're talking about the peanuts they give you, the only time I've ever eaten on a plane is when I'm starving, so I'm not really too concerned. And I'm not expecting Gordon Ramsay level food. I'm on an airplane. I'm in the sky. I know what. I mean, come on, have some understandable expectations here, I would think.
Yeah. And also, I guess I take the view of, I paid a lot of money for this plane ticket, and it comes with the food. So,
Fair point.
I paid for that food.
Very fair point. Very fair.
Yeah. But if you want decent airplane food, ride in first or business class. Because that one time I got upgraded, by accident, kind of, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It was on glass plates.
I've never been in first class. I am curious to know if it is that much better.
I didn't ever think that I would be either, but...
Hey, take it.
The stars aligned for me that year.
You deserved it, too. You deserved it.
It was cool.
Curtis Stone isn't a fan of marshmallows. I get that.
Okay. Yep.
And my main man, Anthony Bourdain, miss him all the time. He didn't like Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets? I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it a fast food place? It's a hamburger place. I've never eaten there before, but
I've never even heard of it.
He was not discouraging towards fast food, but this one particular place
that
he was not a fan of.
Restaurant company. Okay.
That is going to do it for our entertainment segment. We'll come back with the weirdest baby names last year.
Oh, good.
Coming up after Melissa's news right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A 64-year-old Wood County man is sentenced to 10 life sentences for sex crimes involving children. Brian T. McDowell from the village of Hewitt was arrested on May 25th after a search warrant revealed he was continuing his heinous behavior and victimizing children in our community. McDowell had been convicted in 1992 of first-degree sexual assault of a child and served a prison sentence. He was placed on the Wisconsin DOC Sex Offender Registry for life. Before this arrest, the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation, and the State of Maine Police Department invested hundreds of man-hours into the investigation. McDowell will now spend the rest of his life behind bars without the chance of release and never have the opportunity to victimize another child. Transportation safety was the topic of conversation this week at the Governor's Conference on Highway Safety in Wisconsin Dells. This gathering of traffic safety professionals and advocates have the goal of preventing crashes and injuries on Wisconsin roads. They are also working to reverse the trends of dangerous driving behaviors. Almost 3,000 people are injured by a reckless driver every year, and more than 10,000 crashes involve distracted driving annually in Wisconsin. Impaired driving is involved in about a third of all traffic deaths. Law enforcement and community partnerships are working to increase safety on our roads, Drivers are part of the solution to end dangerous driving behaviors and prevent crashes. Aspirus Heart Care is offering free PAD screening during the month of September. Peripheral artery disease is an often unknown cardiovascular condition that can affect 1 in 20 people over the age of 50. PAD is caused by plaque buildup in blood vessels and arteries that reduces blood flow to the legs and feet. To find out if you qualify for a free screening, call 800-847-4707. Testing is non-invasive, pain-free, and only takes about 15 minutes. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/NIT light.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Daytime highs approaching 85. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 90s, mainly sunny Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James here with you. Mm-hmm. Keep on listening for your opportunity to win one of our new shirts. Do that now and 10.
They're awesome shirts.
We're going to have that coming up. We've got some That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day coming up for you. But right now, we're talking weird names. Well, this is a fun category. I love doing this every year. We get this list from the Social Security Administration's official list of weirder names and everything, and it's fun to go through. Someone went through the Social Security Administration office's list of baby names from last year and cherry-picked the weirdest ones.
Okay.
Each name was given to at least one baby in 2022, but not more than 10. Ooh. So that's kind of the parameter, and I think that's a good little way to do this, actually. That's it's a pretty smart way to do it. So
unique and a little weird.
Okay. Yeah, and let's get this out of the way real quick. Melissa and I, we're fans of weird. We like weird.
Oh, yeah.
Our station, we got a lot of weird people here. And guess what? You out there, you got some weird in you, too. Yep. And there's something
weird.
We're
all
weird.
A little weird. Embrace it.
Again, call up 424-2600. Name me one person you don't think has one like a weird element to them or one weird bone in their body or something, please. And join us with any weird names that you've heard over the last year or something. By the way, I've already heard the joke, James. I've already heard that. So, you know, if you want to call up and do it, that's fine. But, you know. So, the weirdest girl names. Minnow.
Okay.
Banksy.
Banksy.
Delight.
Okay.
Katniss from the Hunger Games, I imagine.
Yeah.
Sparkle, which I feel like that could be dicey.
Why would you do that to your child?
I feel like that's really dicey. That's
Why would you do that?
Pearly. Like, just go with Pearl. I think Pearl's fine. You're probably going to call it Pearly.
Because you're going to call it Pearly anyway.
Yeah. I, every once in a while, there are moments where I'm not sure if I should be offended or just laugh. I've dealt with a lot of racism, anti-Semitism in my life, and I've gotten a little numb to it, I'll admit. Perfect example, I'm in Radio Chaos one day. I'm talking to my buddy, Aiden, and we're talking about Seinfeld. And a guy across the aisle, who I don't know, says, oh, hey, or no, I'm sorry. We were talking, Aiden and I were talking about being Jewish. And the guy across the aisle yells over, you're Jewish? I was like, yeah, and not expecting where this is going to go. He goes, oh, you must really love Seinfeld. And Aiden and I do that, like, double take where we look at him and look at each other and then look at him. And we're driving home from Point the whole time talking, like, I don't know if I should be offended by that or laugh at it or what. I don't, you know. There's these moments. So on this list of weird girl names, Menorah.
Menorah.
I'm not sure how to feel about that. Is that? Is that cool? Is it awesome? Is it kind of appropriation? I don't know.
I don't know about that one. It's going to be something that young lady will have to navigate and figure out as she gets older.
I don't know if it would be worse if she was Jewish or not. I don't know. I don't know. Like,
she'll choose to become Jewish.
I'm just gonna keep moving. Canary.
Okay.
How about chai?
Chai.
C-H-A-I. Like the T, like as in the T. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Strawberry.
I mean, you know, Apple kind of led the way with that back when.
Thanks a lot, Gwyneth Paltrow. Thanks a lot. And wrapping up with Cinderella.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yikes.
Well, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Going retro.
I don't know. I think I'd rather go with Katniss than Cinderella. I don't know. I don't know.
To be fair, all the other Disney princesses have, you know, real live people named after them. You hear a lot of Jasmines and Belle and, you know.
Yeah.
I think we've heard of a Snow White recently, but...
No, the full first name, Snow White. I like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I like that. I like that one. And I didn't even think about this. I have a Belle, my Isabel, my Izzy, my youngest. Yeah. His name is Isabel, not Cinderella, but Belle. I see what you're saying there.
I have a Bella in my family.
Yeah. How about boys' names? And if you're ready to move on, we'll go to boys' names.
Yeah, let's go on.
All right. So, Barley. That's rough.
I don't know. I kind of like that one, Barley.
I think it'd
be a good dog name, personally. Ooh, but
that's a perfect dog name. Yes.
Not to say anything about that child that has the name. That's also his name. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, speaking of perfect dog names, my fur brother Sam has forever wanted us to call him Dragon, which is the next one on here.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like that's something like I'm just being, you know, jokey and stereotypical here, but you let the guy choose the name and each Dragon. I'm going to name my son Dragon. That kid is going to grow up to be whatever, like a botanist. Or the dad wants him to grow up to be a football player, an athlete, or something like that. He's going to grow up to do, like, work in botany.
He's going to be a ballet instructor.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Named Dragon.
Yep.
And hating his name.
That would be awesome.
You can't.
No, I think he'd embrace it.
Now that I say it out loud. Yeah, actually, I think that we're going to embrace that name. I don't know many guys that would not embrace the name being named Dragon. Yes.
Yeah.
Texas. Utah.
Okay.
Daytona.
Ooh. Okay.
So next three after cities or states, Texas, Utah, Daytona. Huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. All right.
I wonder if they live in any of those places.
I got to admit, I kind of like this next one, Fender.
Fender.
I kind of like that. I got to admit. That's probably Fender. My dad, though. That's what.
Maybe. So, I don't know. I don't hate it.
My dad really, although the name James comes from my dad's side of the family in that tradition, my dad really didn't want to name me James. He wanted to name me Vincenzo. I have a feeling, without asking him, that his third choice would have been Fender. I'm pretty sure. Clever, or actually Spalding. My dad might have wanted to name me Spalding. After like boxing gloves or something like
there
that.
You go.
Clever. Oh dear clever. God! Don't name clever. Your child Clever. Don't yeah, do that.
Smart. Meet my child Smart.
Oh, I feel like you're really setting. You know, this is the thing about names. We don't have to live with them. We're just putting these on their kid. It's already one thing. Nobody has to be born, and you're already walking into the world. But by the way, here's your name, and it's Clever. Oh, you came up with a clever name? No,
the name is Clever.
Yeah, we couldn't come up with a clever name, so we just named you Clever.
I mean, I guess Clever is better than Cleaver.
You can change it when you're 18. You cannot. you give the kid like the paperwork to be able to change their name when they turn 18. Like that's their birthday gift.
The birthday present.
Yeah, yeah.
And the $200 to do it.
Yes, yes. Cotton is another one. That's kind of old school.
It's old school, but for a boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cotton.
Rooster, another one that's kind of old school.
That's like a nickname.
Yeah, you just don't name your kid that. Yeah. Chaos. Wow. Wow. I feel like you name your kid Chaos and you just...
You're kind of asking for it. It's like when you go to the shelter to meet the dog Cray Cray.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you a little indication on...
I will say this. I believe that, although I can't prove this, I believe the people that named their child Chaos, that was the second child. They knew what was coming. They knew what
or
was coming.
Or it was a very difficult pregnancy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that could be it too. I guess I'm lucky that I wasn't named Chaos. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Ruckus.
Again.
Yeah.
And same kind of thing.
Yeah, Crash. Next one, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Crash. Crash, I've heard that one a little bit more here in previous years.
Yeah. And the next one's on the list, Lancelot. Yikes.
Oh.
Okay. I think the name Lancelot is cool, but I feel like you're also kind of setting your kid up a little bit here. I feel like with some of these names,
They're trying to make it a little more commonplace, like Romeo. A lot of guys named Romeo.
True. Very true. And finally, the word awesome. Somebody, like at least 9 people have named their child Awesome. What are we doing? What are we doing, people? I don't know. Is that child going to grow up to be awesome? More than likely. Kids are awesome.
Of course.
I get
everybody,
that.
Yeah. We've all got a little awesome in us.
You know
but,
what? Kids are squishy at first, too. You know, you don't call them that. You know, hey, squishy.
That's terrible, James.
It's terrible.
That's absolutely terrible.
It's terrible. But you don't do it. I'm right, though. I'm right.
Yeah, you know, you are right. You're right.
It's terrible, though.
They also puke a lot.
Yeah,
don't call
you don't,
them puke.
You don't call them pukey.
Not officially, anyway.
I didn't. Yeah, no. Nice. Nicely done. You know what, Melissa? We need a little bit of a palate cleanser even before we get to our That Ain't Right stories and everything. Let's give away a shirt.
Yeah, let's do that.
We are having so much fun with this. Actually, and I'm being honest with the audience, this is some of the most fun I've ever had in 20 years in radio. With this rollout we're doing with our sister station, WIRI, and us here at WFHR, we've got new logos thanks to our great friends at Civic Media and Rebecca Sullivan.
Yeah.
We are rolling them out with T-shirts. We want to get them in your hands.
And they're great shirts, too.
Yeah. Yeah, these new logos are really unique for both stations. I like that if you look at them together, you can see that the stations tie into each other. They're actually pointing to each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if that was intended or not, but I think that is pretty unique. They've got a very retro while modern vibe to them, and both fit the station. You know, WIRI's got a little Western font to it and everything.
Some script on there and the cranberries.
I think our WFHR one kind of shows the history of WFHR, where you've got a modern but retro look to them. It has both stations, you know, identifications on it. It's really cool.
I was talking about the WFHR one. That one has the cranberries and
the
script.
We knew what you meant. We knew what you meant.
Well, you did.
Well, and if the audience doesn't know, find out by getting a shirt. Yeah, you got to get familiar with these new logos, everybody.
Mm-hmm. We want to see them around town.
Call up 424-2600 and get yourself a shirt. All you got to do is tell me one of your favorite things about WFHR. Doesn't even have to be current. Could be something from the past. We'd love to hear it. 424-2600. We'll come back with a winner and some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Ever completely ready to adopt a teen?
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 51. Highs around 85. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered storms Saturday with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly clear skies Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Come on, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. All right, everybody gets to do karaoke to this one. Get to jump right in. Gotta wait for that part, though. You know the part I'm talking about, right here.
I don't know what he says, though.
No, no. But you... It's a great song. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. We're going to wrap things up, take it to the top of the hour. We've got a That Ain't Right story to kick things off, and then we'll get to some good stuff for the day. Do want to remind you that coming up today on Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, join us. Our good friend Mike Hittner and Tom Bremer are going to be calling in. We'll talk with them about their harvest fair and the campfire cooking coming up. Any chance to talk with our friends at the Stork Point Boss? We love being able to do that.
Cool.
And in part two, our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Every time Janelle joins us, I learn something. We have fun. I cannot wait to talk with her. She is one of my favorite people to talk to. We love talking with her. And Mike and Janelle, two of my favorite people, back to back. Can't wait. Going to be a good show today, everybody. Join us from 3 to 4 every Tuesday through Friday for Midday Magazine. And when you're done with that, switch over to our sister station and check out some Assumption High School football at 6:40 tonight. Our pregame kicks off, Assumption hosting Pittsville. Randy Paul on the call, y'all.
Oh, it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah. We appreciate Randy and Mike and the good work that they do on that one. And a special game, not only because we get to have high school football on the radio over on our sister station, WIRI, but it is not officially, but because he'll still be here a little bit and everything. Mm-hmm. But our good friend Don Cheeseborough, who has run the board here and produced things for everything from remotes to pretty much every high school event you've heard us put on this radio station, Don has run the board for us.
Yeah.
And Don's done
backbone.
Yeah, he's filled in a couple times and over the back fence. You've heard him do that for a handful of times. Don is retiring. Don is leaving us for a little bit here. At the same time, nobody really leaves WFHR. We bring everybody back, and we'll have Don back anytime. The doors are always open for Don, of course. But we just want to send a shout out to him. He is one of our good stories of the day. We appreciate you, Don.
Yes.
Melissa brought this up earlier, and I thought it was such a great point. Don makes everything sound really good, hits things on the mark, is really good at improvising and spur of the moment stuff. Oh, I should mention also, he's been doing a great job running our Twitter account as well for a long time. But Don, of all those things, maybe the best thing that he gives us is that calm, that confidence. Yeah,
that security, knowing he's there on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got your back.
Appreciate you, Don. Thank you so much for all the great work you've put into our station and our community for so many years. We'll talk soon, sir. And we've got more Assumption football. We got Lincoln football on WIRI Friday, 6:40. That game will kick off again. Randy and Mike will call in the game. I will be there running the board with maybe our new person. We'll see. It's going to be fun. Let's get to this That Ain't Right story, Melissa, because this is a doozy. Okay. Artificial intelligence is just as afraid of you as you are of it. Otherwise, why would it be trying to hurt us?
Is that why it hung up on me the other day?
I don't know about any of this, but a supermarket chain in New Zealand is experimenting with AI to create meal plans, and they say the app has come up with some unusual dishes like chlorine gas or poison bread or different things. Yeah. Saving Meal Bot was supposed to help customers save money by utilizing leftovers. Basically, you could enter various things you have in your cupboard, and it would generate recipes for things you could make.
But why would people put... Okay, go on, sorry.
It first went viral for creating weird combinations like Oreo vegetable stir fry, and people just thought it was funny. But then all of a sudden, this started happening. Yeah, nothing funny about that. I can't imagine anybody actually. Well, let me see here. Let me find the. Oh, wait a minute.
What ingredients do I have to make food with? Bleach. Cleaning supplies.
This is another reason why AI has its benefits, but I mean, you got to be really careful with this stuff.
Well,
people.
We need to do more research, obviously.
Yes, yes. I think we let the genie out the box a little too soon with some of this stuff.
But also, if you're putting those ingredients in what I have in my cupboard to make meals with, you're an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just really. I mean, there's a certain point in society where, I mean, we have these words in our lexicon for a reason. And I'll be the first to admit, I got plenty of moments where I'm dumb. I got plenty.
Same here.
I'm smart enough to know I'm dumb sometimes. I think the smartest people I know I've ever known understand that they have, you know, moments like that. But
we also know that AI is going to give us what we put into it. So if you give bleach as a food product, well, what do you expect?
The technology can only do what you put into it. It's a great point, Melissa. We need palate cleansers. Let's get to some local good stuff. And, of course, locally here in Rapids, we encourage you to come check out the Farmers Market. It goes on every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2 at First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. Always a good time over there. Great people, great atmosphere, and a wonderful opportunity not only get some great produce, but support our ag industry, help our farmers out, and these vendors that don't always have that many opportunities.
And there's usually food trucks there, so you can stop in and get your lunch while you're shopping. It's a great time.
Check that out. And hey, while you're at it, why not bop on over to Lunch by the River?
Hey, there you go. That's happening too.
I believe this is our last one of the season.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it's the last one of the season, and it happens to fall on the last day of August. That is just fitting. That is kismet. Mm-hmm. You got to get there now.
Yeah, try to make it down.
From 11:30 to 1, join us at Veterans Memorial Park in beautiful Rapids. Family-friendly event. They're going to have, of course, a big shout-out to Enbridge Energy Company that has been the exclusive entertainment sponsor this season. And also a big thank you to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Really enjoy seeing Ho-Chunk putting so much into our communities and everything. Thank you to them. You're going to have great entertainment today. The Southwood County YMCA Turners gymnastics team is going to be there.
Ooh, well, that'll be fun.
God, I love gymnastics.
And they're not going to get rained out today.
No, they got that going for them. That's
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. Have fun. Enjoy some Rocky Rococo or Chatterbox or Granny's Beach and Ice or La Taqueria. All kinds of good stuff down there. And if you see any of the staff from the chamber, make sure to shout them out and let them know that you appreciate all the work.
Hello and thank you.
Thanks, everybody, to the chamber for hosting this. We loved Lunch by the River this year. It's been a lot of fun. Do want to remind everybody to get your name submitted for the Rapids Dog Park. Today is the final day to do that. You can go to
you have tomorrow till tomorrow at noon.
That's true. Thank you. You have tomorrow until noon to do that. Get it in now. You don't want to wait.
Don't wait till the last minute.
WIRapids.org/dogpark. Go ahead and do that right there. I have submitted Melissa and Seth and I's suggestions already. Yeah. And encourage you to be a part of this. I got it mixed up. Today is the final day for the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
That's the one.
Yes. Be sure to go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. Upload your photos there of you taking that selfie, donating blood. Get yourself a chance to get some Civic Media gear, maybe some brewer tickets, and more importantly, being a hero. We greatly appreciate everybody that's been a part of this.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much to everybody out there who's done this. And I want to get to another good story here, Melissa. And this one hits a little bit close to home. But an impatient baby was born in Maryland Hospital parking garage with the help from an OBGYN who happened to overhear the commotion.
Oh, dear.
Elsa Anetez, 23, rushed to Luminous Health and Myrtle Medical Center with her family when she went into labor, but they arrived to discover the birth would not wait for them to get inside the building.
Baby's coming now.
Baby's coming now, and boy, can I relate to that one. That's a beautiful
yes,
story.
That's true.
Mom and baby are happy and healthy, and that is a beautiful story right there. I think that's fun.
Aww. Melissa. That's all worked out well.
Great show today, Mel. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you too, James.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you to our callers.
Yes, we appreciate you listening.